All right, you've been listening to 88 miles per hour on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Thanks for tuning in. We're going to hand it over to the dynamic duo, that is Spencer and Nikki G. I hope y'all have a spooky rest of your Halloween, and stay tuned for the next show.
Woo!
Here now.
Ow, ow. Check that.
Let me pop some headphones on so I can hear my voice.
Ooh. Sound. You couldn't hear it before. No,
I want to hear what the people hear. Great. Spence, how are we doing this week?
This week, ooh, it's been a good week. I think after tomorrow is the Wednesday of the
Wednesday.
Week. After Wednesday, I'll be chilling in terms of work.
Beautiful.
And I've got some friends from home coming in this weekend, so that'll be exciting.
Yes.
But yeah. The week is feeling pretty average, which is a little bit of a bummer because it's Halloween. They can't hear you, Emma. They can't hear you. How's your week been, Nikki G?
It's been good. I'm ready. It's been I feel like Halloween has been going on for a month at this point.
Yeah, the party just can't stop.
It's gonna stop in 2 hours.
All right, you know.
Bye.
Bye.
Great show, y'all. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Ooh, is that your spooky voice?
Yeah, that's
good. Just scared me.
Happy Halloween. It's like a Merry Christmas, but it's happy. You know.
Right. So it's like similar a Halloween inflection. Version of. A Christmas classic.
Yeah, you know, I know one speed. I need one speed only.
Yeah. Shotcast listeners, we got 14.
Oh!
Yum.
Thank you, 88 miles per hour, for serving us a big 1-4 to begin the night.
Bolstering our listeners.
Bolstering our ratings. The Nielsen ratings are in.
Yes. We're going to have a guest on the show tonight.
Oh, heck yeah.
My good pal, Maddie Turner.
Oh, so exciting.
She just texted me and... she's outside, so do you mind if I run down and grab her?
Improvisation! All right, I got a song. That is all I needed to get the song. Cool. I don't like talking to myself, so while Nick goes down, we'll play a little John Spencer Blues Explosion.
This is Blues Power.
The astrological soul train getting down.
That abrupt ending was due to our guest, our special guest in the station. So I'd love if you could introduce yourself as the destroyer of music.
Hi, all. I'm Maddie.
That's awesome.
And Nick and I work together over the summer.
Yeah, and every day.
Yeah, every day. And it was pretty cool.
It was pretty cool. Except for the time that I got three tickets and you got hit by a car on the same day.
It's only because we weren't together.
It was. It was.
You were so heated about that. You were just like, understandable.
It was a 4 months. You're like, hold on. 4 month process.
I just remember you coming home and just being like, you won't believe the day that today has been.
I was so shook up.
You were bullied.
Yeah. Y'all can't know about it. We're just going to keep dropping these little tantalizing hints at what it was. Mm-hmm. We had two songs for you there. Spence?
Oh, yeah. The first was Calvin by the John Spencer Blues Explosion.
Nice.
And then we had Saltwater, one word, by Geo Wolf, also one word. But yeah, thanks for tuning in on this Halloween, the spooky Halloween.
Yeah, just to remind you, you are listening to When We Make Music. WMFO in Medford, 91.5, Tufts, only freeform radio station.
Yeah, that about covers
it. Does that
check
out?
I think.
Is that factually correct?
It ticks the boxes.
Okay.
Cool.
Great. Maddie, what was the spookiest thing that happened to you this year? Whoa. Ooh.
Oh, well, okay, so we have a ghost in my house, and I think that she's a college student, like myself and my roommates, and it's not spooky bad, it's spooky okay. She just, like, is really present, and the other day during this big storm with the wind, she was, like, going ham throughout the house.
It's wild. Did you lose power the other night? I hear a lot of houses lost power.
I fell asleep at like 9:30, so we may have.
Cool. Nice. I love it.
It was a good time.
Spencer, spookiest thing? Anything come to mind?
This year? Today. Or just today? Today.
We'll switch it up.
I did have like a couple hours where I could have sworn I was hearing a woman's voice in our house.
Whoa.
When no one else was home, and like, I don't know if I was just like tripping myself out or like I was like,
it was me, but I was under the house.
Thank you.
Yeah, I go there sometimes.
Just got a little hidey hole. Just
when things get hard.
You want to talk about it?
No.
What about you?
What's the scope of time frame?
In the last all of your life.
Last all of my definitely when I was a little boy.
Okay.
In Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. The town was Jim Thorpe, and we went to visit the jail that was no longer in use. So it was like a spooky, like, old time jail.
Yeah.
And there was the nooses were weird to me at the time. There were, like, nooses there where they, like, had the
Where?
At a jail.
No, where in the jail?
In the main... Like, there were all the cells, and then in the middle, so that, like, all the cells could... It was freaky. And then the person locked my brother and I... Locked my brother and me. Correction. Locked me. Yeah.
Yeah.
In a jail cell for a bit, just for a goof. Mm-hmm. That was fine.
You seem to be pretty spooked by it.
I wasn't that part. That part was fine with me, but me and my brother spooked because, I don't know, something about...
Sounds like you're projecting.
Yeah, you're right. what scared me, though, was the dungeon. They had one of those dungeons.
Excuse me, tell me more.
It was like where they put the solitary, for people for solitary confinement. But it was just like dark and concrete and smelled bad. Mm-hmm. So that was weird. Good experience overall, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
In retrospect. Other spooky things.
How about spooky dreams?
Oh, I saw. I also, part of it was that I took a picture and there was a ghost in the picture.
Oh, that's yeah. like the. Okay.
It's classic. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of spooky dreams.
Yeah, I was just going to say, honestly, the spookiest thing in my life is probably dreams. Well, that's just, did you say that?
Yeah.
Like
right there.
Everything's my idea. Everything in this universe.
Get up.
Yeah, spooky dreams are real.
I died once in a dream.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I thought that wasn't possible.
I thought you were supposed to die in real life then.
Well, that'll happen. I'm not worried. That'll happen. Yeah, no, it was crazy. I felt myself die. Or like what, like, you know, I thought right. was that. Wasn't like super spooked out by it, but like definitely like,
yeah.
Like, what's my subconscious up to these
how
days?
Old were you?
Like, this was maybe like 3 years ago.
Okay.
So, yeah, 17.
Pretty old.
But yeah, it's just like one of those things where you're just like, oh.
Yeah.
How do I get there?
Yeah. I tried the Bloody Mary thing the other night.
Oh, no.
What's that?
It's like you go into the bathroom, turn off the lights, spin around 3 times.
Look
and
in
be
the
like,
mirror.
Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary.
Don't say it.
I'll say it. You won't. I will. So I did that and nothing happened yet. Yeah, it's Halloween, so we'll see if I'm around next week. Great, it's 10:18. You know what that
means?
I'm gonna play a song. And then we will converse some more.
She a talk to me, and he a talk to she. But the day is coming that we must meet personally. She a talk to me, and he a talk to she. But the day is coming that we must meet personally.
She a talk to me, and he a talk to she. But the day is coming that we must meet personally. She a talk to me, and he a talk to she. But the day is coming that we must meet personally.
She a talk to me, and me a talk to she. But the day is coming that we must meet personally. She a talk to me, and me a talk to she. But the day is coming that we must meet personally. Apply good rain, love don't care about it. Chan, apply good rain, love don't care about it. Chan, apply good rain, love don't care about it. Chan, apply good rain, love don't care about it.
need y'all talk to me. I need y'all talk to she. What the day is coming up, we must be personally. She y'all talk to me. I need y'all talk to she. What the day is coming up, we must be personally.
I'm looking, ooh.
to recap what you just heard, it was Long Distance by Sam Galletri, a banger, IMO. And then we had a new single from Rye, who I'm big fan of. It was called Taste. I believe Rye is a duo of...
I thought it was just one...
Just one guy?
Yeah, one dude. I'm pretty sure Rye is coming to Boston soon, too.
Really?
Oh, actually, all right. Not soon, but in February.
Let's go.
Yeah. Cool. I'm done.
Cool. Here's a come-up story. Brockhampton, a pretty relatively new rap group, rap collective, hip-hop, maybe mixed media collective of young individuals who I saw about a month ago at the Middle East, a local concert venue in Central Square. And now they announced another tour, and they're playing at the House of Blues.
Wow.
So,
whoa. Yeah.
That speaks volumes to their popularity. I think they did their media campaign well. Right. You know, they just developed a lot of hype around them.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Cool. Hey, Maddie, any musical come-ups lately? Any...
Oh, well, you know that... That guy I sent to you.
Oh, yes.
Manny Wells.
Yeah, I really like Manny Wells.
Can we listen to Sylvia?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I like that one. Other than that, always a Hamilton fan.
There you go.
You know.
We did bump
that in the car.
In the car.
During work.
Yeah.
After work.
Yeah. That was fun. The after work was a fun car ride.
Better time.
Yeah.
No, actually, because that's when we'd get stuck in traffic.
You're right.
And we'd get really mad, and you'd get extra mad because you were driving, and I was just playing the crossover.
good. Spencer, did you learn anything this week that you want to relay?
Ooh. Nothing too crazy, because like midterm season, a lot of stuff's just like review at this point. But I'm writing a paper right now for a Tibetan Buddhism class, which is pretty
Joseph interesting. Walser. Correct.
Yes, yeah. I've talked to you about the class before, but yeah. So there's a lot of interesting stuff about like. Using like Sanskrit, like the grammatical structure of Sanskrit, to like in Buddhist proofs, which is kind of interesting. Like using the language as a means to like make philosophical claims, which is kind of like I don't know how exactly I feel about it, but I thought it was interesting.
Cool. Are you right? Is that what you're writing about?
Yeah, there's a couple of questions, and it's like very like domains. But like I don't know like what your class with him was like, but he's like teaches these like four very specific like niche kind of things, and then like asks like questions on them.
Right.
But it's interesting stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm trying to think if I've learned anything like particularly interesting this week. Feels bad to say no, but I kind of feel like
hey,
no.
That's okay. There are those weeks. Sometimes you just, there are those months, you know?
Yeah.
What about you, Maddie? Anything interesting this week that you've been thinking of?
Well, for one class, we're watching The Wire.
Whoa.
Which is pretty cool. And some stuff is just going down.
Shoot.
Not gonna put spoilers on for my boy out there, but
what season is it?
Shout out Andy.
Shout out Andy. Season one, we're only watching till episode 8, and then we're doing field work.
Ooh, wait, what is it for?
Urban sociology.
Got it.
It's a good class.
Is it? Who's it with?
Orly Clerge.
Got it.
And I'm in another class with her, and I seated her at the restaurant the other day.
Whoa.
That's pretty cool. And my advisor, separate times.
Whoa.
Sociology department, yeah, representing.
Where are you working now?
Painted Burrow.
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
Everyone go to Painted Burrow and leave Maddie a fat tip.
Yeah, please. I'm just a host, but if you order takeout, you can leave a tip.
Leave a tip. Order takeout. Come on.
Yeah, yum.
Yum. cool. Love when learning's fun. When mm-hmm. learning can be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Spence, you got anything you want to hear? Oh, we're going to hear... Sylvia.
Yeah.
Perfect. Never mind. It's not important.
Speak your mind.
I really shouldn't.
The people deserve to know.
They don't. Uh-oh. Honestly, Spence, do you have an interim song? My search engines aren't functioning properly.
I do. Last weekend, a absolute legend in the history of rock and roll unfortunately passed away. I'm a big fan of him, so it feels like it would be a shame to not play a song by the wonderful Fats Domino.
Yes, true.
So, here it goes.
Me cry when you say it. Goodbye, ain't that a shame? My tears feel like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame. You broke my heart when you said we'll part. Ain't that a shame? My tears feel like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame. Oh well, goodbye. Although I'll cry. Ain't that a shame? My tears feel like rain. You said goodbye. Ain't that a shame? My tears feel like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame. Oh well, goodbye. Although I'll cry. Ain't that a shame? Still feel like rain.
For a sign, for one done to keep believing, keep believing. I wanna soar to fly, but these wings are mine. Don't tell me where to go, go, go. The sky is mine. I'm saying amen. I'm trying to change the world, but I'm only amen. Saw the sun this AM, peeking through the rain, and drop down to my knees and thank my savior with an amen. A drunken man's words are sober man's thoughts. A sleeping girl's dreams are waking girl's wants. This world got so many problems, and I'm going crazy trying to solve them. So mama, don't you cry. Pain is only for a been hurting forever. You can make it if you smile.
People dying, people killing, politicians politicking, profiteering, pocket picking. Girls go missing, they're just sitting. It's tough, but keep on living. Very soon we'll be winning. Change the current, God willing. Change the current, God willing.
She wanna have my baby. Baby girl, it must be going crazy. I'm post that nigga moving crazy. Did you see what I done? Came with a black chick, left for the white one. Yeah, I'm sipping on the Magnum. I ain't gonna manage. Maybe I could buy one. Ain't take no medicine. Come jump in the Uber. This ain't no Addison. Know how to rock and beat. Fuck a R&B song.
Let's fuck tonight for beats. Another one the girls, they be liking this. Another one the girls, they can style like this. Another one the jiggles, they can style like me. Just to kill, make them rest in peace. I'm like, I'm looking for a kind of girl. I'm looking for the kind of girl. But my night's a girl. I sweat down the tomb, it's right. It's Friday. Think I'll be my jigger smoking night with. Spill along with me, I can fly with. Yeah, me, I can fly with. Friday. Think I'll be my jigger smoking night with. Spill along with me, I can fly with. Yeah, me, I can fly with. Yeah, it's a map thing. It's a vibe. It's a mad thing, it's a vibe. It's a mad thing, it's a vibe. When we link up, it's a vibe. It's a mad thing, it's a vibe. It's a mad thing, it's a vibe. It's a mad thing, it's a vibe. When we link up, it's a vibe now. It's a vibe now. It's a motherfucking vibe now.
I was working, trying to get my hands on the first ding-a-ling. I was lurking, we were flirting. Baby boy, can you be my king, king? Tick-tock, I've been watching you.
Watching.
Hey, tick-tock, boy, it's time to groove. Waiting for so long, I just wanna get you home. Baby, don't you wanna hear me moan? I don't mean to rush it, you can be my suspect. My cover can be blown. Traveling your timeline, following your guidelines. Time is running out, I don't want to. He said, I ain't waterproof. I ain't sick, but I want your soup. And he said, rain on me. He said, whack, I ain't lying. Girls like you are hard to find. He said, rain on me.
Clock keeps ticking, cause it's you that I've been missing. I've been waiting, waiting. Clock keeps ticking, cause it's you that I've been missing. I've been waiting.
What is a girl supposed to do when her hormones keep on yelling the truth? I tell you the truth, but still you tell me to prove the point. I think I need to find better to do. I fell in the booth, it's inevitable. You tell me to choose, and then you put a tack on my shoe. Forever confused, never turn my back on your boo. You ride with your crew, and then I ride with my dude. I never thought this day would come.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember we were young.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the vision. We must complete our mission. In this love grind, baby, I played the victim. I miss him. That's what I reply when they listen. Question: why I still love you from a distance? Difference. Opposites attract. When I wonder where we are, then I wonder where you at. Where you at?
He said, I ain't waterproof. I ain't sick, but I want your soup. And he said, rain on me. He said, whack, I ain't lying. Girls like you are hard to find. He said, rain on me. Clock keeps ticking, cause it's you that I've been missing. I've been waiting, waiting. Clock keeps ticking, cause it's you that I've been missing. And I've been waiting, waiting.
party. The next stop is for Sea Games. See, as in Charlie.
Hey folks, thanks for listening. We just had a bunch of songs for you. We had Fats Domino, Ain't That a Shame. Ain't That a Shame.
Truly.
We had Sylvia by Manny Wells, a Matty favorite.
Yes.
Yeah, I like it.
A current pick.
Quite a voice. On Manny Wells.
Yeah, not on me.
And not Maddie. Then we had Issa Vibe, Kida Cuds, and then Child Please by Tierra Whack, and then Cantaloupe Island by Herbie Hancock, and then we finished it off with Venezuela Trains by Raven Lanae. Cool. So now we're going to, it's coming up on the end of the hour, so we're going to get to the PSA that Maddie is going to kill right now.
Okay. So, y'all, doorknobs, restrooms, telephones, keyboards, other people. What do these things have in common? They're all easy ways for you to pick up or pass along germs, germs that could lead to colds and flu. Now, you can't spend your days avoiding contact with everything, but you can take a few important steps to protect yourself. Washing your hands is one of the best and easiest ways to avoid catching or spreading colds and flu. Keeping your hands and the surfaces you touch clean protects not only you, it also protects those around you. A few extra minutes a day is all it takes to put your health first. For more on avoiding the flu, talk to your doctor or visit massmed.org. Again, that is massmed.org, and click your health first. This public health message brought to you by the Massachusetts Medical Society.
That was amazing.
Thank
you. And important.
Yeah.
Especially,
we're coming up on that season.
Mm-hmm.
I did not get my flu shot
yet. I was just going to say, I think a lot of people this year didn't get their flu shots.
I was home for Yom Kippur.
I was busy.
Did you?
I did not either.
Yeah. We're live.
Watch out, y'all. Watch out, Misha. That's the next DJ.
Oh.
He's going to be sitting in this here chair using this here mic.
Yeah.
With my flu shotless body.
Unlucky.
Unlucky. Also, Misha, I'm a little peeved because you said that you're going to.
Yeah, we offered.
The banter this week. It's okay. No hard feelings. We'll see you in 4 minutes. Maybe. Okay, so it's coming to the end of our Halloween spectacular.
We gotta play a Halloween spook.
Yeah, we do have to play a Halloween spook.
Let me look something up.
Cool, do it. Does anybody want to impart anything on the young people?
I think eat your candy.
Trade up. People are chumps.
What are people's favorite candies?
Almond Joy and Twix.
Yeah, I'm a Twix and Snickers fan.
I like Reese's.
You would. Oh yeah, you got those Reese's muffins.
Yeah, I did. And I restocked on the Reese's cereal today.
Oh good. Oh,
it's giant sized. It's pretty big. Feel free to dig in.
Okay. Good.
Also, Cinnamon Toast Crunch is back in stock.
You kill it with the cereal game, I must say.
I stick to
multigrain Cheerios and Fiber One bran.
I'm sorry. I just like the Trader Joe's like clusters and oats.
Okay. Is that like Honey Bunches of Oats but Trader Joe's?
Yeah, essentially.
Cool.
Well, as you know, I love Trader Joe's because the company we worked at over the summer was founded by the former president of Trader Joe's, Doug Rao.
Yeah.
Shout out to Daily Table down in Dorchester and soon to be Roxbury.
He's a hunk.
Oh my God, he's like 7 feet tall.
Yeah.
He's a legend.
Graying. Just gray, actually. Definitely a hippie.
But like a business hippie.
Right.
Biz cash hip.
Did you guys get to interact with him much?
A few times.
He actually came into the store much more than I expected him to.
Yes,
like
he
every
did.
Almost probably like 3 times a week.
Definitely.
4 times.
He wrote us letters at the end.
He did.
Almost laminated them.
Do you think he wrote them?
I think he signed them.
I think
he has that letter saved.
I feel like I wrote yours and you wrote mine. We're just doing a whole
like, what did we accomplish this summer? A decent amount.
Oh man. Maddie, did you find a
I was thinking
Halloween
okay,
spook as you said.
I can't remember this song, but pick one of these.